Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jed Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Monday morning with the Eagles, they win in Tampa. Unusual game, strange game, but a 4-0 football team through the month of September. Look, we'll talk about that. The chatter post-game about how they won, which obviously is often a dominant topic during the week after an Eagles victory. We'll get to the Phils. We'll get to the Mets. How they lost! How beautiful was that? Hey, congrats to the Phils closing out the regular season with the second-best record in baseball. They will play their first playoff game Saturday at Citizens Bank Park against either the Dodgers or the Reds. Much to get to today. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Pigeons can be trained to detect cancer.
Wow, what a fact, man.
Yeah.
Use them.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, use them early and often.
They've determined, especially individually they can be trained, but especially their flocks are more accurate.
Incredible. Well, they can figure out cancer, but they can't figure out why the Eagles are so inconsistent. Because it seems like the Eagles coaching staff can't figure it out, and it seems like fans are all pointing fingers all over the place. Look, let me peel this back here before we get to the negative, and let me actually start with my overall, which is I'm actually much more upbeat about this victory than I sense many are. Now, there's a lot of negatives to talk about. That's obvious. The second half was a fiasco in many ways. Not always. The Eagles did create some defensive turnovers, and that, you know, ultimately sort of tipped them over the edge. But the main thing that tipped them over the edge was the first half and the excellence and the talent and the execution in the first half against a good team on the road in the heat. So while I will get
built up a lead
and used it,
an unlikely lead, in my opinion, that is a hostile place to play.
I'm with you, John.
A really tough place to play.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't perfect, not even close.
Right.
But man, they did once again what they had to do.
They did what they almost always do. They won the football game.
Absolutely.
Now look, we'll get in the mud, okay? Because there's a lot of mud. And it's worth getting in because the whole point of discussing the negatives is trying to figure out why and how to fix it.
And do they have to stay negatives? Yeah. It doesn't have to stay this way. That's the whole point. This team's a work in progress, and
they
continue to stress that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And that's fine.
Well, it is fine. What is odd?
4-0.
Yeah. What is odd though is how can a team look so spectacular and then so not? And it is confounding. It is, and it is frustrating, okay? But we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you at the game? What stood out to me the most is they won, as they pretty much always do, 4-0. Now, here's the thing. The first half, I swear to you, in the first half of that game, I'm thinking, my team has grown into it. That's what I was saying. And I know that sounds weird after they won a Super Bowl last year, but I never felt last year, other than NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, that they were really putting it on teams, like really putting it on. Like 2004 Eagles style, we're just going to knock you the hell out. We're going to sit down with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We're going to get ready for next week. This is who we are. And in the first half, I really thought, other than the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game, particularly in the second half, I really thought it was the best this team has played in this whole era. I really mean that. I thought in the first half, it was like, this is when a team puts it all together. And a lot of it was Jalen playing at a really, 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 really high level in the first half. So what is so odd is how can you play like that, and then in the second half, what we saw there. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have all the answers. I mean, last year I talked an awful lot about Jalen, and I do think his inconsistency was a big part of it. Right
well, you
now,
can look at, right, you can
hold on,
look
hold,
at
on
the,
so, hold on,
hold
on. Right now, this team can't run the ball. Can't run it. Can't run it. Not effectively, at least. So that is a major problem. They may need to reinvent what is their bread and butter, which offensively last year was the run and may not be this year. Now, listen, maybe it gets easier when Landon Dickerson gets healthy and they figure it out. Stoutland gets his hands on these guys for 2, 3, 4 months. But let's be real. That is a concern. I mean, Saquon right now sometimes he can't go anywhere because there's nowhere to go. Sometimes I just don't see the total giddy up. Defense, I thought, for the most part, obviously, with the timely turnovers, was huge. Special teams, you know, really was kind of the difference in the game. You take those 7 points off, then it could be a totally different game. But they found a way to win, as they always do. And so I lean much more positive than negative, but I understand the chatter on the negative. Guys, I've been part of it week over week for a couple of years now. And we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you? John, talk to me.
I did not think we'd win this game. And we went down there, like you said, the first half, we blew their doors off.
Yeah.
And that was so impressive. I was not expecting that. And it ended up being that we needed that cushion to win the game. That's okay. This is that was a different approach to winning this game, but the bottom line is we're 4-0. We must look at the complexity of our passing game and determine other defenses around the league, they are planning to stop us. They know what's coming. It is too basic. I think we're so predictable now. I think, holy cow, sometimes, case in point, there was a 3rd and 10 in the second half where we had just, started to, begin to miss on everything. 3rd and 10, and the defender was playing. We had just forced the ball to A.J. Brown, I think, 3 plays in a row.
It did feel forced.
It was 3 plays in a row. We had just forced the – I was just watching this right before the show. 3 plays in a row, force it to A.J., force it to A.J., force it to A.J., and then it's a 3rd and 10. This is like our offense in the whole second half, and it's his route that he's told to run by, the offense, the play caller, is a comeback route at 8 yards. It's 3rd and 10. The defender is playing off at the sticks at 10 yards.
So you blame the offense coordinator? Is that where you're at right there?
Yeah. I think we need to just motion, change it up a little bit. Let's, create a little more complexity. Like, route-wise, it just seems like running an 8-yard route when you need 10. Even though it's A.J. Brown, I understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't make much sense.
So
I think we lose track of even just the simple things sometimes.
I'll tell you this. I think A.J. is likely as frustrated right now as he's ever been, and that's probably saying something because I think he's had a lot of causality to be frustrated. Jason Avant and Jaws talked
but
after
there's
the
no call for what A.J. did.
Which is what?
Which is go public with his
Frustration,
yes.
Well, listen, I can understand why he's so frustrated. I really can. I don't know how much longer I'd be able to hold it in. But, Jason Avant and Jaws said some stuff after the game that I'm sure is going to cause a stir. We're going to get to that. Look, we're going to take your calls on all this at 215-592-9494. James, your main reaction from yesterday is what?
They won. I know it's simple and all that, but We came into the season. I came in saying if they go 2-2 through the first four, it's a tough stretch, yeah, that was. First four. I'll be happy with that. We know that they're not really in playing shape for the first month of the season. And that's a tough place to play. John talked about it. I think the Heat got to them in the second half.
It was absolutely a factor,
clearly. Yeah. So there's things to be frustrated about, things to talk about. But at the end of the day, this team's 4-0, man. And that's a big conference win over the Bucks, a big conference win over the Rams. Both those teams are going to be in it at the end of the year. Things to work on, but I don't know how you come in this morning and don't have the headline be they are 4-0.
I agree with you, James, but a lot of people don't have that as the headline. And listen, I've been part of that many times, but this team just find ways to win, and it is confounding and it is frustrating. There is no question, and they're going to have to solve some stuff. And you know, maybe it's the coordinator. At times there's no question. At times it's the quarterback. At times there's no question. It's the offensive line. You know, it is crazy, man. It is crazy. But they do find ways to win football games. Oh boy! All right, Birds 4-0. As you heard there with Ray in the update, the AJ thing, which you know we had alluded to in the first segment. So let's dive into that and then right to the phones. So, obviously frustration for AJ Brown. Everybody's known it. He had done a damn good job keeping it in. So yesterday after the game, and it was getting close to 7 o'clock yesterday. I think it was in the 6 o'clock hour. He went to Twitter and tweeted the following. If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. John, what's your reaction to what AJ did, what it represents? What do you make of it?
I am, he's being a diva. I am.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Annoyed by this, I think for the team's sake, it's selfish. And I guess he held out as long as he could.
I think so. Is it selfish? Yes. Do I understand it? 1,000,000,000%. 1,000,000,000%.
I understand it. I wouldn't do it. I think it is destructive to the team.
Oh, it could hurt.
Certainly
it could
knows
hurt.
That, and it's going to take, a lot of internal meeting and deliberating to figure all this out.
So when Sirianni came up, the slogan for this year, and it's one of the slogans he's using, contributions over credit, I immediately thought of AJ Brown. Like that's
you did. You said it right away.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the AJ Brown.
It's not surprising.
What's not? Go ahead.
Well, and that he took to Twitter. I mean, I'm not surprised at it.
Yeah.
But I think some people may be thinking that he's going after Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. I don't.
I think it's a coaching
play call. I think it's completely directed at the play call.
So what John alluded to, like you have 10 yards to go and you're doing a curled eight.
100%.
I think the way he phrased it, it's like if you're not going to be listened to, like it's not like like Jalen's not listening to. I think it's the routes they're running that he's saying, hey, let's do something different, and they're not. That's my guess. That's my interpretation.
So I actually think that is likely the guess. I mean, that's my guess as well, particularly when you couple it with what Jason Avant said. Let's play this audio, and then we'll get right to the phones, because Jason Avant and Jaws both weighed in on the NBC Sports Philadelphia postgame show yesterday. And when they said it, I thought, holy mackerel, this is going to cause a stir. And this was before AJ even went to Twitter. On one level, someone might interpret what Avant's saying as a knock on AJ, like he's diminished. On another level, someone could say, well, no, it's just the routes that they're assigning him. And the reason the defenders are defending AJ the way they are is because they know he's not going to blow past them, because that's not what the route calls for. Listen to Avant, listen to Jaws, you be the judge. This is all going to cause a stir this week. There is no question. So will AJ's tweet. Here's what happened on NBC Sports postgame last night.
I have to say this about AJ Brown. I have to say this about it, is that AJ Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at AJ Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes. Yep. So that's something that AJ Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think AJ Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball, or you know, significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if AJ Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit
up. But he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. In other words, when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls he was throwing deep, he was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right? Whether AJ Brown can do it or not, the defense is saying that you can't run by me. And that's the way they're playing. Yeah. They're playing him like that.
All right, so obviously some of that is clear, direct criticism of A.J. Brown. There's no question some of it is a direct criticism of him. Some of it, as I interpret it, is their assessment that A.J. Brown's not being coached right and that he's doing what he's being asked to do. Split on that front, as I interpret their comments. Look, your thoughts on all of it. The victory, the AJ thing, do you understand him going public? Are you mad at him that he went public? How would you handle it? Look, I still think AJ Brown can run past people. I still think he's one of the five best receivers in football. His numbers are not even close to it. Again, his numbers are not even close to it again, and I'm sure he's losing his mind. And they might lose the player if they don't figure this out. I will say that. They might lose the player if they don't figure this out.
The thing that's crazy is you got to look at the targets he's getting per game. I mean, he really is. We're not completing these passes to him, but he is the focus of the passing game.
Not a ton. Not as much as he should be. Yesterday there were 7 targets, 2 catches. And obviously that wasn't good.
It was more than that. It was like 9.
I believe it. Well, look,
it was 9, and then the week before it was 10.
Yeah, it was definitely 9.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to the phones, guys. Let's get to Kenny in East Oak Lane. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. If I start sounding like Nicky Santoro from Casino, I apologize.
Go ahead.
I really do.
Just keep it clean.
I have a lot to talk about.
Just don't kill me in the end. If not, if you're about to, I'm going to take you out to the desert. I'll make you freaking
Billy Bat's revenge.
You bring you bring the shovel. You shovel in yourself. But go ahead.
So
ain't the first to like Doug.
A part that's relevant was you said I'm bringing heat on you, and that was definitely a factor in the second half, right? They looked defeated in that second half, but also in the second half. And I'm jumping ahead to my points. Jalen was definitely hurt after that hit where he hit the ground and stayed there for about 3 seconds.
I wondered that too. Yep.
Because how do you go from night and day? He was like 10 or 12 in the first half, and I'm not a stats guy, so don't beat me up for it. But
yeah,
so thank you. And I'm like, in the second half, he couldn't do anything, and all of his passes were sailing, and he couldn't be accurate for anything. So I think Jalen was hurt. I don't care what anybody says, right? Second of all, let's move on to AJ. AJ is a diva. We know this. He's frustrated. He should be. And last year, he was vocal, and things changed. So why wouldn't you do the same thing this year, right? It's not ideal. You know, it's not right. But AJ is who AJ is. We love him. We go through this stuff where, you know, he's like the petulant child at some point. And I get it, because this offense is not as high-powered as it is on paper, as it should be.
I agree with that.
There's a lot of people hurt. You know, we're taking a big hit in the beginning of the season, and we usually don't. You know, for the past couple seasons, everybody's been healthy for the most part. But, like, Lane was out yesterday. A bunch of people were, like, everybody was hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that definitely had played into, like, protection and everything like that. Like, it was
Lane
sloppy.
Has missed a lot of the last two games.
Yeah, he has. Yes, he has. And he's obviously one of the best players on the team.
Hurts. Fakes.
Thanks, though.
He's going to run.
I don't think so.
And he's going to score as Barkley.
They fake the tush push. They give it to Barkley.
And around he's in for the touchdown.
Around the outside on the left. And he goes in.
Yes, he does.
Unscathed. No one touches him.
That was huge.
Why tush push when you can do that?
So a lot of creativity near the goal line yesterday by the Eagles. And it netted them some touchdowns. Saquon touchdown, two by Dallas Goedert.
Shovel pass is back,
yeah,
baby.
It's back.
Love it.
Exactly. Andy Reid would be proud.
Very. Which was good to say. But then there's other elements of the offense that it's just a freaking root canal. Look, we'll take your calls, 215-592-9494. Let's give you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Check out Armand Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at armandchevy.com. That's armandchevy.com. Together, let's drive. From yesterday's game, do you think more about the positives or the negatives? A, positives, B, negatives. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Seems like AJ is thinking more about the negatives. Let's also give you the Goddard-Doran window to the weekend, as there was an awful lot going on across sports beyond just the Eagles this weekend. And the Goddard-Doran window of the weekend is brought to us by Goddard-Doran window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Goddard-Doran window today at 1-877-GO-GOD or visit goguida.com. Well, all of these topics, and I mean all of them, maybe other than Penn State, would get considerable time on our show if it wasn't Eagle season and with everything happening with the Birds. But let me just say, in no particular order of things this weekend, Penn State loses against the top 10 team, but, you know, what else is new?
Like 0-17 or one, something? Like
1-17, I believe it is. Yes, he is 1-17.
The Mets, let's listen to how it ended. The end of all the Mets had to do was win yesterday. So the Mets did not know going in all they had to do was win, because, you know, the other team could have won, the Reds, but they didn't. So all the Mets had to do yesterday was win, but they didn't.
And he pulls one on the ground, a chance for two, to second one, back to first. And the Mets agonizing 3.5 month slow motion collapse is complete.
I love the pause before the announcer Gary Cohen kept going. You can tell he's just like, what the
big
hell?
Sigh right there.
Big. We'll give you more of that audio as we move through the show, because we've got what transpired next when they, you know, lamented what had been. All right, so the Mets collapse. Phils get to 96 wins. Obviously, the series didn't matter, but you get a good start from Sanchez yesterday and his limited work, getting ready for the postseason.
Someone on this show said he would win the Cy Young. I was pretty close. Pretty close.
He's not going to win the Cy Young. Right?
I know.
Okay.
It was a good call, though.
James, let me ask you a question. Do you want people, like people up in Northeast, the greater Northeast,
yeah,
where it really
yeah.
goes, do you want them to drive here, get in through security, and literally give you a pat on the back?
Yeah, I mean, if they're willing, that'd be nice.
That make you feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So Seltzer wants a pat on the back.
The king of wanting a pat on the all back right. is coming
then,
at me.
Then you have the Phillies. They finished with 96. A nice job by them. Second best record in baseball. Then you have the Ryder Cup, which was a mess. So Team USA does nothing for 2 days, makes a charge. But to me, the biggest story of the Ryder Cup was the disgraceful behavior by the fans.
What was up with that?
It really, and listen, I know it's not my fault as an American, but I know we as Americans are going to get tagged. And you know what? I guess when you have thousands of people out there acting like a jackass, I guess you should get tagged. It's not my fault. Those people were out of line. There was a freaking woman MC on Saturday who had to get fired after on the microphone saying F you, Rory. And trust me, F wasn't what she said. She had three other letters in there. Like, that was the MC. That was the MC.
I don't like
that. She dropped an F-bomb at Rory McIlroy. People yesterday were over the weekend, constantly talking in his backswing. Like, what in the hell? What is wrong with people?
They had to bring state troopers in.
It's really a disgrace.
It was embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. Yeah. It's actually embarrassing. So that could have been a much bigger topic. Now, obviously, for here, the big thing is Eagles win and AJ and that whole thing. But come on, people that were there, are you kidding me? Let's go to the phones. We're going to get to the Merrill montage coming up shortly. Jeff in Wilmington right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Joe?
Surprisingly, I'm kind of on your side on most everything you said today.
Makes you a very wise man.
Every now and then I get smart. I kind of agree with you with the AJ thing. Now, should he have taken it to social media? I don't know, but I believe it's directed directly towards the coaching staff, or at least the offensive coordinator.
I don't think it's only that, but I think it's probably mostly that, if I had to guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't break the tape down, but what I notice when I'm watching it is it seems like all the receivers are at the same depth. When they go downfield, let's say they're all, like he did the 8-yard, stop and whatever.
Yep. Yeah.
When he needed 10, it seems like they're all in the same plane across the field. Mm-hmm. And it makes it easier for defenses to defend that. And I'm not an expert on that. But that's just what I see. And if you do have one guy that's like, the short guy or going over the top, what is that guy's covering? Now you got two or three guys that are in the same spot.
So Jeff, here's one aspect. It's to me the billion dollar question. Do the coaches call what they call because they think it's most digestible for Jalen? And I have long thought that they do a lot of that. I have long
I
thought that.
And
I will say this.
What makes you think that?
Just what I've seen over 4-5 years now. Just the nature of the offense, I think they make it simple for him. Now, I want to say this, Jeff. He throws a great deep ball.
He makes more decisions than any quarterback on every play. He makes more decisions than any quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I don't think that's accurate.
Our quarterback, yes, he is a heads-up, smart quarterback who understands everything about this game. And he's still belittled like this.
So, Jeff, that's wrong.
Well, it's just wrong.
Talk to Sirianni tomorrow, then. You ask him. I'm telling you, Jeff, I think they have made it simple. I think it's smart. But I will say, watching Jalen in the first half,
it is not simple.
Okay. But watching Jalen in the first half, to me, there is a lot to be said for maybe they should be putting more on his plate, especially when you consider that the running game is struggling as dramatically as it is. I mean, we could be seeing a shift in front of our eyes. Look, Jalen throws a great deep ball, so you know he's got that in his bag. To me, it's the more shorter passes that he typically struggles with, particularly over the middle.
And yesterday there was two things. Well, one that's been kind of constant here the first four games, the offensive line has not played as well as they did last year.
Clearly.
The other thing yesterday, I believe.
I might add, our backs, and it's Saquon usually, are not doing a good job in pass protection. Saquon, there have been several times this year where he's been taken advantage of.
I agree.
And, man, he's become a vulnerability at times.
In the passing game, I agree with you. All right, Jeff, a lot there. Appreciate the call. Let's listen to how it went down yesterday. I mean, there's all the reaction to it. But let's listen to it itself. Merrill calling it. Merrill and Mike on the call. The Merrill montage. Gotta hear it. We're gonna need a montage.
Ooh, it takes a montage. Today, the Eagles and the Bucks in the sun of Tampa, Florida. And the punt is Dixon. And the return, Dotson.
It's blocked and it's picked up and running with the football and scoring. It is Sidney Brown.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Hurts. goes with a quick pitch, and taking it in for the touchdown is Dallas Goedert. Hurts pitches it up to Goedert. Touchdown!
Another shovel pass.
Another shovel pass to Goedert. The Eagles, 21. The Bucks, 3. Eagles have been better in every phase of the game.
They have been, today. Yes. So they're going to give Chase McLaughlin, their kicker, an opportunity from here.
65-yarder. Last play of the half. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is... He got it. He got it.
By the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Rolling is Mayfield. He's going deep downfield, and it is caught. And running for a touchdown this time is Mbuka. Goes down the far sideline with a 77-yard touchdown. Eagles had led 24-3, and now it is 24-13. 10 unanswered points by the Bucks. Mayfield signal gives it off inside again to Irving. Is the football lost? I think the football was fumbled and the Eagles have it.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it. You called for it. You got it.
They're going to touch push. Hurts. Fakes.
Thanks, though.
He's going to run.
I don't think so.
And he's going to score. It's Barkley.
They fake the touch push. They give it to Barkley.
And around he's in for the touchdown.
Around the outside on the left. And he goes in.
Yes, he does.
Unscathed.
The Eagles now lead 31-13. Back goes Mayfield. He's looking for room. He's firing down the far side of the field. It's caught. And going all the way for a touchdown. Again, the Bucks have scored. And this time, it is Bucky Irving.
They're not going away.
A 72-yarder. Chase McLaughlin, one game, could he have a 65-yarder and a 58-yarder? The kick is away, and the kick is... He's got it. The Eagles right now are fighting for their lives. They were precise. They were outstanding. They had the Bucks on their heels in the first half. Now they are trying to hang on for dear life, leading by 8 points. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted. It was intercepted by Jahan Campbell. Eagles are trying not to win, but to escape. Hurts on third down and 2. Back looking, he fires, it's incomplete. This is the play of the game. Each play becomes bigger and bigger. Snap to Mayfield. He's back. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it short of the first down. Now the ball is being batted around and knocked out of bounds, but the Eagles are going to take over on downs. The final score, the Eagles 31, Tampa Bay 25. That's it. They won. Some wins feel better than others.
And a lot of Eagles wins feel very similar. The Eagles are the only elite team I've ever seen where you feel like the fan base has to take a shower after almost every game. I mean, it is bizarre. It really is. But they do win. But you do have to take that shower. It is very odd the way they do this thing. But they're very good at doing it. But it can be frustrating. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni after the game. His main message, and this is really how he opened the press conference, answering the first question. His main message after the game.
We got a lot to clean up, but to be 4-0, that's good. What we talked about was don't let good get in the way of great. So we got a lot to clean up. We'll enjoy this again. I feel like I broke a record. We'll enjoy this tonight. We'll enjoy this in the locker room. We'll enjoy it on the plane. And then tomorrow's going to be tough for all of us. You know, we'll get the corrections made that we need to make.
Don't let good get in the way of being great. A message that apparently we found out after the game he was saying to the players before the game. That was his message this past week. He leaned into it also with the locker room address to the team, and obviously will continue to do so. But when he speaks there at, you know, 4:30, he has no idea that A.J. Brown 2 hours later is going to go to social media, and that really does complicate things. I mean, last night, Nick Sirianni, you know, there's a reason he makes the big bucks, and handling situations of what AJ has created with that tweet is an example of, you know, the coach doesn't know he's about to. The coach knows he's got an issue on his hands, but he doesn't know the complexity of it until AJ goes where he goes.
Can you imagine the look on his face when probably Bob Lang walked up to him and said,
like, not again.
Got a problem. Yeah.
Probably, doing it again?
Probably when they're either in the air or like right after land it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Like, that, don't I have enough to fix with this team?
All right, phones. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, Ike.
All right. So, John, you and I heard one of the other callers called this guy Diva. And I just disagree with that so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That term and use right here. First of all, Joe Dunn did this before and said, hey, how? He put team first all last year. And you talked about the targets, and he got a lot of targets, but they were uncompetitive targets. And then you talked about last week, which you did get
some of them. Some of them were uncompetitive.
I think a lot of them were.
I also saw AJ seemingly stop routes, and you know, so maybe they could have been better passes had he not given up on running the route properly.
Which is part of what I think Jaws was saying.
I don't disagree with you because I've seen that happen like once or twice yesterday as well. But I'm gonna tell you this: even last week, when you talk about all the targets he got, they all came in the second half. It's like, yo, it's no cohesion to this right now.
I don't blame them for being upset. There is no cohesion. There is a real problem with the way this passing game is being run. I think there could be a lot more creativity, a lot more, you know, just, I don't know, branch out a little bit and pre-snap. You can motion at some point. You can do a lot more to pry your guys open than what we're doing, which is just, hey, line up and we're going to force the ball over in AJ's direction seemingly more often than not. That's what the offense felt like for a chunk of the second half.
Yeah, and it's predictable. Like almost like 90% of the times when they do line up under the center, they're giving the ball to Saquon. They're running. And then you can tell, like, they came out trying to run the ball. And the big problem is they can't run the ball, like y'all said.
But the reason
I said the diva thing, like, even in during the game, you know he's frustrated, but I see him hugging his teammates. Because I remember when Cooper came out on the field for that last punt thing, like when he ran out to play. Like, they was hugging each other. And I seen a video when he's going in the locker room and he had his finger up, like, celebrating a little bit, too. So, divas usually don't care. They be mad, even though that they win. And I'm sure he's frustrated, but they don't celebrate.
He's trying to hold off his diva tendencies. And he's done a great job. He's done a great job with that. Really?
But that's not fair. Let me tell you why. That's not fair. Because divas usually separate themselves from the team.
Look, and
when you hear Elliott and them talk, they always say, yo, The teammates love
yeah.
him.
Yeah. No, listen, Ike, I think you bring up a lot of good points and good call,
Diva is a negative. I think maybe that's where
it is a negative.
A difference lies here. In many respects, you got a mixed bag with Diva. When you got Diva, you got a guy who commands that respect, deserves that respect. He's that one wide receiver. I'm number one. You know, like I'm the flanker. I'm the guy. I think the best always have that swagger.
But it is a negative
they
term.
They have to have
now,
that
there's a
swagger.
Difference between swagger and diva. Diva is a negative term. It's not a compliment. By the way,
Swaggery, yeah. Diva-y, all that stuff, it kind of fits together into what you have in a top wide receiver. If you've got, look at Justin Jefferson. Look at the way that he carries himself.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you say diva, I think it gives the connotation complainer.
Yeah, and which
he did do after the game yesterday.
And now he's complaining.
Yeah. By the way, to what Ike said about what Elliot has said regarding AJ in the locker room, Elliot was on record with us in the offseason that he believes that AJ Brown is the most popular player amongst teammates of the whole team, which, you know, is really phenomenal that he is viewed that way. I also noticed the moment where he and Cooper DeJean embraced as Cooper DeJean went out there for that final snap, I guess to be, what, defender guy in case there's a fumble. Is that the concept? You know what? I'll tell you this. I thought Sirianni did play with some fire using the punter run far backwards with 6 seconds. I can understand why Hurts had that look on his face, because Hurts had a look on his face like, really? You serious? And if you're going to call that play, and I can understand calling that, like, let's go backwards, take the safety, I would have rather had the ball been in Jalen's hand in the shotgun.
Let him do it, yeah.
Let him do it, than the punter do it.
I guess they were trying to, like, trick them or something. I don't know.
Part of what you get is you get about an extra 5 or 6 yards because the punter stands further back. But it's also, like, it's the punter and not Jalen Hurts. And if Jalen was in a regular shotgun spot, I do think he could have gotten in the back of the end zone before he would have gotten tackled, but it was a little wonky the way it went down at the end.
You could also turn around and then throw it super high out of bounds. Like, there's a lot of things, you know what I mean?
No, I that's actually what I thought they were going to do, but did not. Look, in the end, it was a win, but as many things happen with the Eagles, we dissect the wins, and let's be real, the players are dissecting the wins, primarily A.J. Brown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.